Now, back to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101 KXL.
And we continue our conversation with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title here. Great stuff in our first segment. If you missed it, by the way, we'll post the audio to our website, KXL.com, coming up just past the 5 o'clock hour. But, Pat, we talked about Europe in the last segment. A lot of interesting stuff here on the home front. We've got the election season in full swing and the ineptitude in Congress. You know, a lot of stuff going on here. It's a very interesting time to be an American, isn't it?
It is that. It is that. Just a quick aside here. I heard someone give a speech the other day, and they started out with a film clip from the old movie where he says, I don't care anymore. Uses different terminology, but mm-hmm. that I've had enough. And the speaker made an analogy to what had happened both with the Tea Party on the right and Occupy Wall Street on the left, and that is, people are fed up. They're having a hard time pinpointing exactly at what. Or maybe they disagree about what, but people are at a high level of dissatisfaction right now.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. Got the Republicans right now duking it out. We've had a lot of anger vented toward Congress. You've talked about this before, and I want to revisit this conversation because I'm curious to get your opinion on this, because how much of this is a systemic issue that can't be fixed in an election?
I think that almost everything can be fixed. I think one of the problems we have is that we tend to exacerbate the ideological divide because people in Congress or in the federal government, elected officials, are constantly running for re-election, and we've concentrated so much of the funding. We've polarized the funding, and this even affects almost day-to-day operations through lobbyists and now the super PACs that can advertise. And we've seen the impact of this. We saw it in Iowa. Basically, Newt Gingrich was leading in many of the polls and now is an afterthought after a massive super PAC-funded television campaign. And, so you're seeing the impact of large dollars being concentrated, and I think the politicians are very cognizant of lobbyists, large dollars, and the concentration of wealth that fuels political campaigns. So if you're talking about is the problem systematically with our government, no, I think it's more with the financing of elections, which maybe needs to be addressed. Is the problem in the society systematic? I think my gut is that people's dissatisfaction is compounded. It stems from economic uncertainty, and then it's compounded by what they feel is a very, very ineffective government. The reality is most people blame things on the government. They say government's too big, government doesn't do this, government doesn't do that. I doubt seriously that government in its entirety is anywhere near as bad as people's impression of it. But it's not solving the problems, and we've grown to rely on government to solve the problems. Maybe that in itself is the foundation of our discontent and of our problem. I'm mumbling a little bit here, Brian, but I just don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how we muddle through this.
Yeah, and speak of muddling, it seems to me, the beginning of every year, of course, there's this feeling of new energy, and it's going to be a good year, and I think that's been tempered a little bit the last couple of years. There's more of a cautious optimism now than maybe there was a couple of years ago when people were just hoping to turn the calendar and things would turn around. We know that's not the case. It seems to me that there is a widespread acceptance now of the fact, as you mentioned, that this recovery will play out over a number of years, and it was going to take some twists and turns, maybe as long as 7 to 10 years. Do you agree?
Well, yeah, a couple things there, Brian. There have been some fairly significant financially induced recessions around the world in the last 50 years, and they seem to have about a 9-year life. It takes, on average, about 9 years for these to correct themselves. Whether this one takes 9 years or not, I don't know. The financial system locked up in late July, early August of 2007. I think we started feeling the recession in 2009, but I think you can really trace the bursting of the financial bubble to about August of 2007. So 9 years would be 2016. My gut is that we will be back to some element or some state of normalcy by 2016. So that would be a nine-year phase. Now, one of the things that's going to happen this year, Brian, that I think is going to be fascinating is I actually expect housing to become a political topic during the election year. This will be the first time that that's happened that I can remember, probably the first time that it's been a major political topic since the Great Depression. And the reason I say that is that again, making reference to that Fed white paper on housing is the principal underlying issue in our economy. It's the demonization of equity in people's homes, the value of their homes, has caused the American middle-class American public to lose over half their net worth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just been $7 trillion. It's been a huge issue for many people, Republicans and Democrats. So I think it'll get a little bit more attention this year, but getting back to the cycle of the economy, if we do something proactive about housing, that cycle may shorten a little bit, but I think 2015, 2016, before we're completely out of it. Again, if it gets better this year, better next year, it becomes, the optimism grows, and the more the optimism grows, the better it gets.
Well, until you talk about establishing it's a cliche now, but a new normal, when you hit the rock bottom like we have, you see any kind of improvement, and it feels good, doesn't it?
It does, and Brian, I'm going to get off track here a little bit on you, but think about what we've been through the last few years, and then I think back to my parents, what they went through in the Great Depression. I have a whole new appreciation because what we went through was minimal compared to what they went through, but that Great Depression created a society that saved and invested in its future. It had an eye to the future. It had an eye towards building something, and maybe we lost that along the way a little bit. We may probably need to save a little more, be a little bit more future oriented. Steer the ship by the stars and not by the light of each passing ship, as Omar Bradley said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, and I think you're right, and it depends what point in life you are at right now. I know thousands of people listening to this show right now have experienced some level of pain the past few years, and it's definitely changed us and shaped us, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It's going to be a good road back. We got the greatest country on the face of the earth, and good stuff ahead. Pat Stone, thanks for joining us. Congratulations, by the way, Pat, on a phenomenal year for WFG title, not only locally, but nationally. Congratulations on your success, and we will talk to you again soon, my friend.
Sounds great, Brian. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation about real estate. Wait till you hear what's happening in the mortgage market. That's up next on Business Briefing.